fear of the hoodie. I have to tell you a story. Phil Campbell wrote to, or did an audio bill a few minutes ago about hoodies versus old people. And so we've been talking back and forth. I find it fascinating, interesting, and a whole new subject that I hadn't thought of. So thank you, Phil. But I have a story that I want to tell you, and this sort of fits in, and it jogged my memory, so here goes. Gene and I, and Gene, by the way, I'm sitting in a thing that's wet. Oh, well, who cares? Gene and I have been married 43 years, and there's 20 or 18 years difference. He's going to be 80 in February, and I'm 62. So just to let you know that there is some difference there in age and wisdom, I'm sure. He's been in Korea. He was a medic in Korea in the war, and had a full life. So we're sitting out front one day, and he works on paper mache. He's an artist, and he's working out there on his paper mache, and I'm sitting in the chair next to him, and I have my new telephoto lens on my digital Rebel camera. And so I'm like so excited about taking photos. I love photos, and especially with my new of like 300 zoom lens, that it's this big old lens. And so I'm pointing the camera up in the tree, and there are some birds up there, and I'm getting pictures of the birds and the cars that are going by and the people. I love taking people. I live right on the taking pictures of people. I live right on the corner here, and I see immigrants pushing the strollers with four kids across the street, or six or eight kids, and they're walking across the street. And I guess it's the Fellini movies I saw, but I love the characters of certain people, you know. I love taking pictures, so I can do that from a distance. So here comes these three kids, and they all have hoodies on them, black hoodies. And they're being kids. They're just being like, gotta move, gotta hit things, gotta, you know, make noise. And they're just feeling good. And I can feel that for them. I think that's cool. So they came, and what they were doing is they were putting like little stickers on the stop signs and stickers on the signs as they're walking down the street. And so here I am just sitting there, you know, taking pictures of birds with my telephoto lens. And then all of a sudden on the stop sign, this one kid jumps up and slaps one on the stop sign. And so I'm taking his picture. And then as he walks off down the street, I'm taking his picture. Well, he looks back and he sees that I had just taken his picture. And, you know, he's down the road now, and I kept taking his picture as he'd look back and he'd see me taking his picture, and I took another picture. So pretty soon, I sit down, and then Gene notices, oh, look at that, he's coming back. And he comes back. Now he puts his hoodie down, but he comes back, and he is walking, looking at us like he is about to kill us. He walks across the street, his shoulders are back, he's got the stance, you know. And I said, this guy looks like he's going to be trouble. And Gene says, well, I don't know about that. And I'm seeing this guy is going to be trouble. I'm thinking, well, maybe Gene's not seeing well, you know, he does have this problem with double vision, and you know, and this whole body language is coming. And so he comes across the busy street. I don't even know if he looked at the tree, looked at it. What I did was I went inside the house real quick and I put my camera down. I'm thinking, I don't want him to take my camera. And I came back out and I shut the door. And I even got so scared, this look on this guy, that I called 911. And then just about that time, he stepped on the grass. I didn't even have time to talk, but the 911 line was open. And he stepped on the grass and he's coming right at us. And he stops and he gets right like too close to us. And I'm like shaking. Gene didn't ever seem to be upset with the whole thing. And he didn't see that face that I saw on this guy. And the kid says, he says, I'm sorry. He says about that. He says, I was just being a kid. And I thought, you know what? That's right. He was just being a kid. But Gene, this older guy, never was afraid of him, and I don't know what he saw that I didn't see, but he just totally changed. Then I had to get on the 911 and say, never mind, and the kid apologized and said I was just